the world and halfway across the dunes, it seemed like a bad idea. It started to get pretty hot. The odds were against us finding, sir. We didn't even know if we'd find the water. When you go looking for surf, you don't look for a really big wave. If you found one, you'd never ride it in strange waters. It would be much too dangerous.
The day after today. Yeah. Swing, live, dance. I will walk among you.
Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CGM 99.1 FM, or should I say...
Revolution Surf,
yes. Is your mic on there, Adam?
Hello! I'm on the way!
Try that other one over there.
Hello.
Well done.
Hello.
Well, not sure what's going on with that right now, but... Adam, hello and welcome to the show. You never know what's going to happen when you're live on the radio and talking into microphones. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam Pelche, and we're here for Revolution Surf, and it's our annual surf rock program. I have my trusty old headphones that are peeling, and I don't know why I continue to use them. We got lots of surf music, and if anything, we have... a brand new interview to air for you today, and that interview is going to be with Chris Jack of The Routes, a band based out of Japan.
Routes?
Yes, The Routes. And
oh, hey, you can hear me now.
Hey, you know what? When you push the right button, you never know what you can do in this world.
That's something my poppy taught me a long time ago. He also never taught me how to surf, but that's okay.
Just also, we don't know how to surf at all. I've never been surfing.
I've surfed the web a couple times.
Oh, I don't know if that counts. But anyways, we speak with Chris Jack today. He was nice enough to talk to us and also share with us a new track from an upcoming unreleased album. So basically, in the last couple of years, they've been putting out one instrumental surf album and one... garage album. Sometimes it's mixed with psych, and they've been really great. They've been a feature on the show and this station for many years.
And they've been doing themes. For example, they had one that was an interpretation of Kraftwerk material, and this new one coming out, I'm very excited for, interpretations of the Buzzcocks.
Yes, rearranged as surf songs, and we have a brand new unreleased recording that has not been heard anywhere yet. To my knowledge, so we're going to hear that later on. We're also going to hear the interview, and we got lots of surf rock to play for you. Chris also picks some of his favorite surf tracks and talks about a lot of really cool things, including meeting Japanese surf legend Takeshi Tarachi, which we'll get to later on. But we're going to start off the show with a set of music that Adam brought, starting off with the second track is a brand new track. And the other one's not that old either.
No, they were released probably within the span of the last 1 or 2 years. We're going to be actually starting off the Paratracks hailing from British Columbia, starting off with the band Pitted from their album So Pitted, which was released in 2021. We're going to hear Waba. And then, as Dave mentioned, a brand new track from the Surf Hermits from their latest release, Showdown. We're also going to be hearing in the set some material from Jim and the Sea Dragons and much, much more. Dave, it's always great to do this. Our 2023 edition of Revolution Surf here on CJAM 99.1 FM. We'll be right back. You are tuned into CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Surf. That is where me and Dave play nothing but surf rock during this episode. And in addition to that, we have an interview with the one and only, well, probably not the only, I'm sure there's other people named Chris Jack, but the best known Chris Jack of The Routes, who actually did an interview with Dave all the way from Japan. I can't believe he paid for your ticket to go out there. That was incredible of him.
It was really kind of him. But no, really, seriously, thanks, Chris, for talking to me. He's based in Japan, but he's originally from the UK. And yeah, he talks a lot about everything. So we're going to get to that momentarily. And we got a lot of songs to play from the Routes. We're going to play something from their latest instrumental, Get Past Go, from the upcoming Buzzcocks Surf album, which doesn't have a name yet. It's unreleased. And lots more. But coming up next, before we get to it, we should probably tell you what we heard. We ended off that set with Jim and the Sea Dragons.
That's right. This is a band out of Orlando, Florida. We heard their Murder Hornet Twist single that was released last year. Prior to that, we heard from Magnatech. This is a group from Dublin, Ireland. We heard something from their album also released last year. The album was titled Impala 59, and we heard Olin Trekker. Before that, we heard a pair of bands hailing from British Columbia. The track that we heard second in that set, actually a newer release at the tail end of last year that's been getting a little bit of airplay here on CJAM, The Surf Hermits.
Yeah, we heard the song Jet City Rumble, and that comes from their latest release, Showdown. And then we started off with a band called Pitted, also from BC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we heard something from their release, So Pitted, with Waba. Now, before we get to that interview with Chris Jack, we actually do want to play some more great Canadian surf rock, because there's so much out of our fair country that is worth jamming onto on your sandy beaches, including the legendary group Huevos Rancheros. We're going to hear something from their classic 1993 release, Ensville. Now, this band, of course, famously hailed from Calgary, Alberta, which had a little bit of a surf boom in the early 90s. In fact, we're going to be hearing another band hailing from Calgary afterwards, as well as a, well, let's just say iconic surf group who admitted, finally, they are a surf group.
And they really didn't want to be known as a surf group during their existence in the 90s. Shadowy Men on Shadowy Planet. Also perhaps known for providing the music to the Kids in the Hall show. The new one and the previous one. And it's great. And if you haven't heard them,
shame on you.
You might have heard them at some point, because we play them an awful lot.
Quite a bit, yes.
Let's get to the music, starting off with Mint Records recording artist Huevos Rancheros. And we have a song from their album Ensville, coming out in 1991, originally.
Oh, 1991. Ooh, what a good year for surf.
I think so. And let's get to it. You're listening to Revolution Surf here on CJAM 99.1 FM. And we're also syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. Let's get to it. More music, more surf for everyone out there tuning in. We'll be right back. You're listening to Revolution Surf, I should say, here on CGM 99.1 FM, Revolution Rock's annual surf rock program that starts, it always is at the end of every February.
That's right, so it's time to get out your board, wax your woody, make sure your avocados are blended thoroughly into a nice huevos rancheros.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm your host,
Get
Dave.
Your jambon prepared for your luau, a little pineapple. I'm trying to think, what do people do when they surf? I imagine they eat barbecue pork.
I have no idea.
You've never surfed before in your life, have you?
Never. No. But anyways, I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam, and we heard another set of music there, some Canadian music.
Lots of Canadian music, yeah.
Yes, and we ended off with a band we do play often on this program, a band from Nova Scotia called the Urban Surf Kings.
That's right, they've been a long-standing act in Dartmouth, and they've gone across the country touring, playing their great interpretation of classic surf rock. We heard their single Penguin or Robot, that was released all the way back in 2014. Prior to that, a true legend of surf rock, no matter how much they have tried in the past to call themselves not a surf rock band, or shadowy men on a shadowy planet, and, you know, the joke, of course, is, in spite of that, we know they're a surf band.
They were much more.
And
they were kind of in a very unique place where surf was big again in the 90s, but they were kind of on the border of surf and something else, which is totally uniquely them. And another thing they uniquely had were these song titles. I spoke with Don Pyle, the drummer, many years back, and he said, I tried to ask him a bit about how they came up with the song titles, and he said, honestly, it was all inside jokes, and I don't even remember everything. But we heard, which from what I think is their best album, Dim the Lights, Chill the Ham.
Yeah, and we heard, speaking of interesting song titles, Hunter S. Thompson's younger brother. Also, it should be noted that this album was produced by Steve Albini.
Yes, he loved Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. He also produced their third and final album, Sport, Fishing, and Accessories. And then the first one was produced by, I believe, a Canadian producer that was also an actor. The name is slipping my mind. But anyways, let's mention what we heard before that.
Oh, yes, we should probably do that. We heard, now, Dave was a little bit upset about this, because I know normally we play nothing but instrumental, but there have been a few years of deviations where we've played the occasional...